How do you feel about a whole group of women sitting around with glasses of wine and little savoury snacks and things and discussing your book and, you know, sort of weighing into it? How do you feel about that?
I think it's great. I hope they have a second glass of wine.
Oh, indeed, they probably do.
Metaphorically, I'm with them.
Have you ever belonged to a reading group yourself?
I'm not a joiner, okay? And I just don't belong to groups of any description. But that's not to say that I somehow disapprove of them. I'm a relatively solitary person. I think, in general, book groups are one of the healthiest cultural phenomena to come along in quite some time. After all, isn't it better that people get together and talk about this book that they're all reading than, you know, recipes?
Well, actually, sometimes they do digress.
I'm not dissing recipes. Or, you know, the new mortgage you've renegotiated. Or, you know, there are a range of mundane matters that, you know, there's nothing wrong with talking about them. But it is nice that there is now a vehicle for talking about some slightly more elevated matters. And I appreciate the urge to talk about something that you're reading. You know, because it takes... I think book groups do make a nice middle ground between the solitude of reading and ordinary socializing. In other words, when you're reading a novel, you're enclosed in this private universe, and obviously it's very personal and you're inside your head. But there's that nice, as I said, middle ground where you can talk to other people who are in that same universe.